Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. If you're grinding away, uploading social media content and hoping to see results and you don't know how long it's going to take, then this is what we're going to be unpacking in today's episode, the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Show. We're going to be answering the question which has been submitted via Facebook, which is consistency more important than quality, and how long should it take to see results from posting? Two great questions, and ones I know that are burning for many of you to get the answers for. So we're going to unpack them. So the first thing to talk about is this idea of quality versus consistency. And quality of your content is actually broken up into two areas. So quality content is broken up into quality of information and quality of production. Okay. So is consistency more important than quality? What we actually need to understand with this is that we need to make sure that quality of information is very high. So this is the bit that makes or breaks you as a broker online, is that the information you give out, whether that's it's always going to be educating, but it's whatever that content may be, that quality needs to be very high in the information. Not to be confused, by the way, with quality of production. So the quality of production is the lighting, the cameras, the sound, the editing, and all of these things, to be honest with you, have very little bearing on your success compared to, let's say, the quality of information. In other words, meaning that the quality of the information cannot be forgiven, but the quality of the production can be forgiven. So if you're a broker thinking that looking at some amazing guys on YouTube and you see them doing great work, and you think that the secret of their success must be the fact they have a three-point lighting system and some amazing edits on their videos, that's not actually true at all. It's actually going to be down to the information they're given. Okay, so that's really important. You don't need to be successful with that. I have people who are very successful, literally picking up their mobile phone, talking into it raw, really raw, and to the point where we'll joke about how bad their content production is. I literally had a call with somebody yesterday. We're talking about this, so that they said they're bad. I said your content production is terrible, but your content quality is very high. Your quality of information is very high, and that's why they convert, and that's why they do significantly well. It is why they do multiple six figures from their content. So this is a big point to make. Quality, we separate those two things. So then let's talk about, is consistency more important than quality? Consistency, once you have quality information, is more important. Consistency is everything. So the way to think about this, and the way to think about it in long term, is that consistency is this water on rock strategy. So if you think about, water hits a rock and it doesn't do anything, it moves around it, but over time that water can actually wear through the rock, and to the point where if you look at it over however many bazillion years, I'm not a historian, but if you look at it, it's, you look at the Grand Canyon, and it's that's all that is water on rock over a long period of time. And now obviously we're not that, we don't have a bazillion years to live in order to make this work, but what we do have is, if we are consistent in showing up with quality information and we do a good job, then over time people will start to work with us, and when they start to work with us, you will get to the point where it will compound and you'll be blown away by what you can achieve. And it's this Tony Robbins quote I love, which is, people are overestimate what they can achieve in a week and underestimate what they can achieve in a decade. Okay, and it's very much that. If you look at this as a long play, and you look at anything like a project, like the podcasting, I've been making content for 7 years. I've been casting myself for about 5 years on multiple different shows. This is not an overnight success, and this business is absolutely not an overnight success. I've been coaching for a long time. I've been coaching in all its entirety, both part-time and full-time, for 5 years now. And so it has been a life-changing experience, which is all about quality. It's all about consistency, sorry. So the quality, if I go back to where I was 5 years ago, it's horrendous compared to where it is now. And if I look in 5 years' time, I'm looking at this and go, what was this? This is awful. So quality of production and quality of the content, the way it looks, that is always going to improve. It's always going to be better software, better lighting, better edits, whatever it may be. So don't get hooked up on that. It's more about just showing up and rocking up every single time. Now, to answer the question about how long does it take, that is a really straightforward question, which is, I don't know. Yeah, that sounds really silly. But the honest truth is, when I say I don't know, what I mean by that is everybody is going to be different. And everybody has, I've had people who get results within one session of working with me, which is not what I recommend and advise. But I've had people who do that. I've had people who have done a post with me and got 2.6 million views. And actually that one was 4 million views. And was that specific person. And it just took off overnight. I've had other people, by the way, that work with me for a year and then we're still figuring it out. Okay. And it all comes down to you and what your, first of all, level is. So if you're coming into, let's say you're coming yourself, you're coming into social media and you've just started posting yourself, don't expect it to happen overnight. It's a new skill. You're learning a new thing. And the ballpark figure I give to people is 18 months. Because what I've seen by working with people, and by the way, that's 18 months with me guiding them. So if you're doing this on your own and you're just using my content, it could be longer, it could be shorter, but it could be longer. And but that 18 months, what I found anyway by doing that is 18 months gives us enough time that normally around 9 to 10 months we start to see traction. So we start to get like an idea. The first 3 months when I work with people and when I see it, and this should be the same for yourself, it's all about figuring out what you're trying to do and just figuring out where you're at and what your message is and all that stuff. The next kind of three to six months from there is about then trialing new things. From about 9 months to a year, you should have an idea of, okay, that's worked quite well, that didn't work very well. And you might potentially have now something that you're like, okay, that's the thing that's going to work quite well. And then you double down on the thing that's working well. And when you double down on the thing that works well, then over time, that's when you start to really compound and see growth that you wouldn't have seen anywhere else. And we all have those. We all do that. And that's why I say to people, 18 months is normally the kind of the sweet spot for most people. Some people can literally be life-changing with 18 months. Some people could just have had small measurements. It really comes down to the individual, their work ethic, and also their market they choose. But the thing that's hard with a lot of this stuff, it's very hard to measure or even notice until one day you wake up and you're just busy. And I know that sounds crazy, but I'd still to this day, with what I do here, I have a long waiting list now for one-to-one clients, which I never expected. And I'm very grateful and blessed for that. But it is one of those scenarios where all of a sudden I just woke up one day and was like, oh my gosh, I practically cleared our mortgage and we've done all these things that I didn't think was possible. And this was all stuff that was happening because of a result of the content. But it wasn't, if you looked at the content, and I looked at the measurements, I wasn't getting mega views. It starts to compound. And that's the real success of this stuff, is that my goal when I work with people is, it's not about getting viral views and viral videos. It's about creating a situation in which you never have to think about where the next lead is coming from. And I think that is what is so amazing when it says, how long does it take to see results? That's the result I'm always looking for, is to the point where you're thinking, you might want more leads, but you're never thinking, I won't make any money. You always go, I know if I post now, I'm going to get business tomorrow. It's fine. That you can reach that. And I've had many clients and have many clients who are in that exact spot. And that's when we're then dangerous, because it's exciting to be able to like do some cool things with them. So that, in to answer your question of what matters about quality, that's what I would say. And what matters about how long should it take? Pretty vague, but the reality is it's pretty hard to measure it. Very hard to measure it. And what I also find is whatever result you think then, it won't be a result when you get it, because you would have evolved to the point where you're now looking at a new thing and that's not even something that's on your radar anymore. And so it's pretty crazy. Anyway, have a wonderful day. I will see you in the next episode. And if you've got a question, just drop me a message and I'm happy to answer them on the show. Anyway, I'll see you later. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then It would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.